This call is now being recorded.
Hey, everyone. Amy Wood here with WSBA-TV. On the phone with me right now is Dr. Steve Corso from Spartanburg, who was up in Boston at the race. Steve, you finished, though, before the blast took place?
Yes, I did. I finished probably about 30 minutes before the explosion occurred. I had already gone through the finish line and received my medal and moved off to the side, and we heard the explosion at that time.
And how close was this to where you were?
Well, literally, well, at the time of the explosion, we were probably 50 yards from the finish line. The explosion, however, occurred right, as you could see from the video, on the feet from the finish line where we all passed through as we're finishing the last part of the run. And, of course, there was many family members and friends. My wife was right there in that area where the explosion had occurred, too. Fortunately, she had left the area to meet up with me.
Thank God. Do you know of any other folks from the upstate that you've heard are okay, or what are you hearing?
Well, I'm still concerned. Dr. James Dunn, one of the local surgeons in town, was running the marathon as well, and he was shooting for a time for about 30 minutes behind me, which would have been right about the time of the explosion. I've not heard from him yet this afternoon. We've been communicating over the last few days on text and have not heard back from him, so I'm not sure what James's status is.
Yeah, and I think I'm hearing through the grapevine he may be okay, but I haven't confirmed that officially, so we'll have to keep an eye out for an update on Dr. Dunn. It's hard right now, just so people know that the line we have with you is kind of iffy. It's in and out, and it's very tough to communicate right now in Boston. We've been waiting, probably half an hour to an hour to try to get a phone call together with you. So anything else you can tell us about what's going on around you right now? What's the atmosphere at the hotel? What are you seeing happening?
Well, we're not really seeing much more than you all are seeing back at home in South Carolina from the news. We've been in the hotel since the accident. They really moved everybody away from the area. We're about a mile from Copley Square at our hotel. There's a again a somber environment. You know, a lot of just folks still in shock. You know, it's clearly, yeah, it's one of the best marathons that occurs, and just people, as I said, from all over the world. Again, we're all rather left speechless with this sort of tragedy. It's such a beautiful event.
Yeah, it should be such a good event, and it's turned into such an awful, awful situation for so many families. Steve Corso, keep us up to date if you can. Let us know if you hear from James Dunn. And we've seen on our checks online, you know, there's about 135 runners from South Carolina, 455 from North Carolina. So there's a lot of local folks that are up that way, and we're certainly concerned about all of you. So stay in touch.
Sure will. Thank you, Amy.
Thank you, Dr. Corso.
All right. Bye-bye.